This is Apollo Control at 172 hours 47 minutes. Apollo 10's distance now is 101,882 nautical miles. Velocity 6,452 feet per second.
Houston, Apollo 10, over.
Go ahead.
Roger. We're looking at Florida through the optics. The Cape's open today. Looks like y'all may have some clouds out there, little scattered clouds around Houston. Is that right?
It's like that when we came in 4 or 5 hours ago. About 3 hours ago, John. Let me see if anybody's been outside lately.
Oh, it's no real problem. We're just sightseeing. Boy, it's a beautiful view.
Right,
you can see the subsolar point is in the Gulf of Mexico, right about between the Yucatan Peninsula and Mexico proper. And with these optics, I can look all the way into South America. At as far south as Chile.
Sounds great. Not much happening in the world today. No real significant news to pass on this afternoon. We got the ball scores, and it's about all. I can read you up those. We got about 10 or 12. The National League, Cincinnati 7, Montreal 2, Atlanta 4, Philly 1, St. Louis 4, LA 0 after 4 innings, San Diego 7, Chicago 1 after 4, New York 1, Pittsburgh 1 after 7.5, Houston 5, New York 3 after 6.5 innings. In the American League, Detroit 10, California nothing, Seattle 3, Cleveland 2, Baltimore 5, Oakland 3, Kansas City 3, Washington 2, Boston 1, Chicago 0, Minnesota 2-1 in the first game, and 2-0 over New York in the second game after 5 innings. Gary Player is leading the Atlanta Classic, and A.J. Foyt won the pole position yesterday for the Indy 500 with something like 170 miles an hour average. Over.
Wow. Hey, that's dangerous work, babe. That's too fast.
Rod, you want to be on your way to getting airborne at that speed, I think.
You want to have wheels in a well.
Houston at 173 hours and 10 minutes. You'll be 1,490 miles out. Velocity relative to the Earth of 6,498 feet per second. You'll be 109,847 miles from the Moon. Velocity relative to the Moon is 5,776 feet per second. Your sunset time is 191-19-55. And your sub-satellite point is at 173, will be between Caracas and Panama. Over.
Roger, we got those down, Charlie.
That's how it looks, Charlie. I can tell. We're directly between Caracas and Panama. That's what you said, wasn't it?
That's affirmative.
It's quite obvious up here. Next time we go on one of these trips, we're going to take that big display down there with us.
Okay. It's real pretty today. We got a blue background and yellow lines and a green spacecraft and a orange Snoopy dancing around up on the top of the board. Fido's really outdone himself.
Every time we make a successful water dump, does he light up?
Oh boy, the top of his head just glows. You ought to see him.
I wish you could. Yeah, I bet that's a great sight down there. Over.
It really is. He's been grinning the whole flight. He's going to be impossible to live with. Ten, a little update on the Atlanta Classic. Bergansi and Gary Player are now tied for the lead after with about six to play on the last round.
Very good, thank you. They'll all be coming to Houston here before long.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks. Should be fun. Hello, 10, Houston, we'd like you to leave the H2 cryo heaters off until sleep period tonight, and at that time we'll bring on one fan to stir them up, and that should bring the pressure up all right, over.
Okay, Charlie.
Hello, 10 Houston. Hey, Tom, it looks like it's going to take us an hour or more to get Building 8 cranked up on the color converter. We're configured for black and white, and if you want to give us that, we can look at the color later, over.
Okay, stand by one. Charlie, we'll just hold off because you'll be able to see more of the United States the longer we wait here, over.
All right, Roger. We'll get the Building 8 cranked up, and we'll let you know then, over.
Okay, we've got the optics calibration coming up, I think about 173 to 174. 170, pardon me, later that.
Charlie, if it's going to be any more than an hour, let us know, will you? Because that'll be pushing into P-23.
All right, we copy, Gino. We'll give you a word.
Actually, 45 minutes to an hour, 30 minutes to an hour would be a little bit better because more of the U.S. continent had come into view at that time.
Roger.
It's really beautifully clear down there right now, just tremendous. I can almost make Tracy splashing around in the backyard.
I bet that's what she's doing this afternoon, too, boy. It's about, as I said earlier, about 90 to 93 degrees out there. And we concur on weight holding off. We should be ready to go in an hour, over.
Okie doke.